This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Gun sales in Colorado will now be limited to people over the age of 21. A federal appeals court has allowed the state to implement the law after a district court blocked it last August. The judge who rejected it had ruled that the limit could violate the Second Amendment, but a three-judge appellate panel disagreed. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners has pledged to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The race for CD8 is still too close to call. Meanwhile, on the other side of the state, two friends were arrested for allegedly casting ballots that didn't belong to them in Grand Junction. CPR's Allison Sherry reports they are now out on bond.
Police say the two women hatched the scheme in October. One of them worked at the U.S. Postal Service. On October 12th, she decided not to deliver ballots at a subdivision mailbox cluster when the tape on the mailboxes didn't match the names on the ballots. That is not a USPS policy. Eventually, those ballots ended up with her friend, who fraudulently cast them as a means to test whether anyone actually checked the signatures on mail-in ballots. All told, roughly 20 people didn't receive their ballots, though they did get new ones. The two women were charged with felonies and forgery. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
One police officer is dead and another seriously injured following a crash in Golden last night. Two officers were managing an unrelated crash site when a passing driver hit them. One officer, a 33-year-old military veteran, died on scene. The other was taken to a hospital. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.